A truly miraculous occurrence in Vatican City as God himself speaks directly to his devout followers.
Behold, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you!
Hear how the faithful around the world are responding. And later, can we teach robots to feel pleasure? Well, there's only one way to find out. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and I'm already drunk on news. I'd say it's about time you drank up. Stay with us. Some incredible news out of the Vatican today. God, our Heavenly Father, creator of heaven and earth, spoke directly to his followers yesterday by possessing Pope Francis during a Sunday Mass in what Catholics are calling a true miracle. Take a listen.
Come, my children! Humble yourselves before me, and I shall grant you everlasting life!
We're joined by senior religion correspondent Marcy Hammond from our Vatican City News Desk. Marcy, is what we're hearing true?
It is, Leslie. For nearly 3 hours on Sunday, Pope Francis writhed in pain, levitated above pews, and vomited bile while possessed by the Spirit of God the Father Almighty. It's believed that God entered His Holiness shortly after the introductory rites, when witnesses say the Pope's eyes flashed red and his head rotated a complete 360 degrees.
Fall upon your knees and praise the Sovereign Lord. Hear me and know that I am God above all others.
This is incredible.
Yes. Onlookers say Pope Francis's head continued to spin like a top throughout the service. In fact, he spent the majority of Mass with his head on backwards, his torso turned away from the audience.
What a magnificent experience to witness God inhabit a human vessel in order to speak directly to his followers.
Yes, the majesty of the Creator was on full display inside the Basilica Sunday. Congregants sat frozen in awe during the homily when Pope Francis's knees and elbows snapped backward, causing him to crab walk up and down St. Peter's Basilica while delivering a sermon on forgiveness.
Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven.
It must have been quite something for those present. What was the feeling inside St. Peter's?
The feeling was transcendent. Cell phone footage taken by one of the Mass attendees shows weeping nuns running for cover when the baptismal font began spraying scalding water.
Yeah.
Several congregants prostrated themselves before Pope Francis and begged for mercy after the four marble plinths surrounding the altar shattered into a pile of smoking rubble.
We know this was a deeply spiritual, meaningful event for believers, but what about non-believers? How was the experience for them?
Well, there was one self-declared atheist in attendance, but after experiencing God's love up close and in person, he may have become a convert.
Halt, my child!
Please let me go!
Come back here and hear the glorious word of Christ! Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain!
At this point, a rosary snaked up the aisle and dragged the man by the ankles to the front of the church to receive communion. Shortly after that, Pope Francis threw himself out a stained glass window, ending the Mass.
Wow. And how is the Pope now?
Well, according to Vatican officials, His Holiness is exhausted, but otherwise fine now that God is no longer inhabiting his body. He did sustain some cuts when he scratched the words, "Help me," into his stomach, but the wound is superficial.
And after seeing this and having all their deeply held beliefs validated, how are Catholics responding to this miracle?
They're ecstatic. The faithful have been holding a vigil in St. Peter's Square since Sunday, praying for God to come back and possess the Pope once again. Vatican officials say they've strapped His Holiness to a bed inside his chambers as they await God's return.
Well, I'm certainly praying for a quick return. OPR's Marcy Hammond in Vatican City. Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a six-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
If these are the last three pieces of news you ever hear, please don't forget who read them to you. Here's what else you need to know today. Thousands of formerly endangered white rhinos flooded city streets in downtown Manhattan over the weekend. The breathtaking display of natural majesty came just mere days after humans began quarantining themselves indoors due to the ongoing spread of coronavirus. It was quite a scene. A new study has found that over 55 million deaths could be prevented every year by some sort of immortality serum. That's huge news for the medical community. No such serum exists as of yet, but the study's authors say if there was some kind of miraculous oil you could drink that kept you alive forever, yearly deaths would decrease significantly all over the world. And in the sports world, it's officially the end of an era, as quarterback Tom Brady has announced that after 20 years with the Patriots, he'll be signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and not returning to New England for the 2020 NFL season. Brady announced his departure in an Instagram post last week, thanking, quote, "all the insufferable New England fans for giving me a reason to get the hell out of here." And that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. These are strange times we're living in, folks. But if there's one thing that has always comforted me in times of crisis, it's hearing all the horrible news hashed out over and over and over again, day after day, until it all eventually just becomes normalized. So be sure to like and subscribe to The Topical, where we'll be irreparably damaging your psyche each and every day until there are no more days. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.